Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to welcome all of you back to Ohio Exopolitics. It's the 19th of June, 2020, at about 1:30 p.m. Eastern. And I'd like to start out the show reading a little bit from a book called The Might of Thoughts, Macht der Gedanken. This paragraph tells us about the innermost nature. Let me start out here. It says, admittedly, perseverance, persistence, and firmness alone are not enough, because one's better half, in favor of which the human being should decide, in good cheer, with a conscious will and in necessary knowledge, lies deep in the innermost realm of his spiritual existence and requires quite special attention, love, and care. This better half is the innermost nature of the spirit, that is to say, of the spirit form, in accordance with which the human being also has to assiduously and evolutively form his inner nature. That is the nature of his own personality. And he or she, himself, herself, determines and forms it according to his own will, which is why it can be fundamentally different to the real innermost spiritual nature. But just as the innermost nature of the spirit form and the inner nature of the consciousness from the personality exist, there is also the external nature, which, as the value of the word says, is expressed outwardly in the environment. So let's stop here for a second. So we all have a spirit form. The spirit form enters into the body of the fetus at 21 days old, and it brings with it a new personality. And programmed into the subconscious, it also brings the subconscious, are all the evolutive values that are associated with the many lifetimes of the spirit form. So evolutive values would be your sense of duty, your sense of love, your confidence, your optimism, your ability to think in a logical way. All of these evolutive values come in with the spirit form, and they're associated with all of the previous lives. And according to the Meyer teaching, humans on the earth are about 4.5 million years old. Our spirit forms are. Every time we reincarnate, the spirit form comes out of the spirit realm, and it brings with it a new conscious mind, a new subconscious mind, a new unconscious mind, and the spirit form comes with its own consciousness. Although it's not completely aware and conscious in the same way as your material consciousness. The spirit form is growing and evolving every time it has a lifetime in the physical. So we move from the spirit realm into the physical realm, and we live a physical lifetime. We die, the spirit form leaves the body, and it takes with it the material consciousness. So you have two kinds of consciousness. You have the material consciousness, which is associated with your current lifetime and your current personality and your subconscious mind. And that material consciousness is what you're using to read a book, to move around on the internet, to do your work. The spirit consciousness, or the spirit form, sends you impulses of wisdom, guiding impulses of wisdom to the material consciousness. So the spirit form is helping or aiding the material consciousness. And your internal nature should become more and more like your innermost creational nature, or like your spiritual consciousness. And that's the goal. That's one of the goals. And this is also related to becoming an optimist. And it's very good to have a certain number of things that you can speak to your consciousness when you start to lose your optimism, and say things, tell yourself you're confident, you're optimistic, you're relaxed, I'm cheerful, I'm enthusiastic, I'm the master of my own destiny, the forger of my own fortune, the creator of my own good luck. It's a good idea to start with confidence, because confidence also implies trust. And as the verse says somewhere in the Might of Thoughts, therefore, in every regard, the human being must trust himself and in his or her own power. So you are now becoming the master of your own destiny, the forger of your own fortune, the master of your learning, and the master of the might of your thoughts and the effects which arise from them. I think a lot of problematic thinking occurs because of a lack of confidence. Confidence is the feeling or belief that you can rely on someone like yourself or something. Confidence can also be described as belief in your ability to succeed. Confidence is a belief in oneself and one's own power and abilities. And on page 220 of the Might of Thoughts, it says, optimism resents a quality which fascinates all human beings and which every single human being would be certainly like to call his own. So when you're optimistic, people find it very interesting and they want to know why. And as you master the power of your thoughts, it helps you tend towards optimism. And even in Contact 251, there's a little section here about optimism. It says, each person must first acquire an optimistic attitude solely for himself. And from this will initially result the progress of expansion through which his fellow men will be prompted and will join in. So that's one way you can make change. I guess I can make change in the world is through optimism. The way things are going, it's always very easy to kind of let your optimism fade away. But the power of our thoughts are incredible, and it's related to our life power, which is called Lebenskraft in the German. And Billy and Patel had a very interesting discussion about this in Contact Report 39. And I'll read here what Billy has to say. Billy, then the case is indeed clear. There's something else, however, that you should explain for everyone for the interest of our cause, namely the connections or certain connections with the age of the earth human being. I already know about these things because Svath informed me about them when I was a boy. Nevertheless, these things were never written down, so others aren't oriented about them. I'm referring to the fact that the mental forces of every single human being are capable of raising or lowering the life force of others. That's the important thing to remember here, is that associating with the wrong group of people can lower your life force, but you can actually raise someone's life force just using your mental powers. symbols can affect the life force, the upside down peace sign. You know, the way we have it today is actually a symbol of death. And that affects our life form. Deeply penetrating light vibrations are said to help the life force. Now, have you ever felt that? Gosh, I feel it. Especially when you get to summertime and you just want to go out there and you just want to lay in the sun and just, well. And from the same light vibrations from the underground plants also draw their vitality. There are underground plants and also underground animals. They can still feel that force from the deeply penetrating light vibrations. Even the fish in the dark, deep sea are affected. So the light vibrations are very important to the life force. And as I'm saying this to you, I'm going to try to make some time to get out there. You know, in the past few days, I've kind of missed that. And being out in that sun is so important. Our spirit form is called our indestructible inner life power. The spirit of the human being is more or less his or her fine fluidal energy source. So, and this is the Lebenskraft that we're talking about. This is a very important topic here. Something I could spend some more time Lebenskraft, the spirit of the human being is more or less his or her fine fluidal energy source, his or her indestructible inner life power. So take some time to get outside in those and feel the inner that deeply penetrating light vibrations, which will help your life force. Only the human being has a consciousness evolution, capable consciousness, which draws life power from the minuteness of the creational human spirit form, the center of which may be found in the upper part of the midbrain in a place called the superior colliculus. And when the spirit form leaves the spirit realm, it enters into the superior colliculus in your midbrain, and it sends its energies throughout the whole body like a lattice structure. And that life force is associated with your spirit form. So we've got Lebenskraft for your life power. We also have Lebenszeal, which is your life determination. And as you gain confidence and optimism and you learn, you're starting to actually be able to use the might of your thoughts, then that Lebenszeal, life determination, also becomes clearer and more powerful. And your life potential increases. It's important to search for the source of your life power and to develop it. To me that was overwhelming at first when I read that, that I have within me the source of my own life power. I thought it had to be the creation, something external, but no, it is necessary to search for the source of the life power and to develop the power in order to have a reliable life potential upon which one can depend and therefore in which you can completely trust. So remember, I said, therefore, in every regard, the human being must trust in him or herself and in his or her own life power. It's very important to trust in yourself. The word power has multiple meanings. The ability to do something or act in a particular way, especially as a faculty or quality, the capacity or ability to direct and influence the behavior of others in the course of the events. So you supply a device, mechanical, electrical energy, that's also associated with power. So anyway, we we have an internal life power, and our life power can affect the life force of others. So it's always good to be thinking healthy, neutral, positive thoughts, and those thoughts can, you know, they can help your family and friends around you, your pets, your optimism also affects everything in a very, very helpful way. So it's very important to really take a look at that life power. And that life power is, you can feel it through the deeply penetrating light vibrations when you're outside. That's one of the best ways to feel it. Also, to remember that the source of that is also your own consciousness that you have within you, your spirit form, which is called a telstock, a fragment of the universal consciousness. And it is the life power of your whole life. So doing things that help that life power, which resides in our own thoughts, we must work to do the kind of thinking that generates the life power. We must strive for these thoughts in an imaginative way. Now, this is a big contrast to when tangled ideas confuse the thoughts and cause them to go from one extreme to another. So, these tangled thoughts, they also cause for a misdirection of the thoughts, which can trigger emotions. And that's one way to always tell when you're not neutral positive, is that your emotions have been triggered. And look for the feelings, because the feelings will tell you about the nature of your own thoughts. If you have a negative thought, you usually have a negative feeling. That doesn't mean that all negative feelings are bad, or all negative thoughts are bad, because typically they are, but it's also good to, that they have to balance out. In other words, if your thoughts are healthy and they're, for example, you could tell yourself, I am confident, I'm optimistic, I'm relaxed, I'm cheerful, I'm enthusiastic. But I know life has its challenges, and I know I'm going to face some difficulties today. So that would be the balancing force that sets you into the neutral positive zone. So the definition of the Lebenskraft is the life power. And it's a very important concept, because your mental forces, and even if you're very new to this, your mental forces can raise or lower the life force of others. So when you're thinking, the thinking of a life form through the cooperation of the spirit produces an extremely logical vibration and radiation, which has a tremendous force, and it can influence everything. So, at the earliest times, when we were affected by the extraterrestrials that were here, we were affected by their thoughts and affected by their life, therefore, affected by their life force. And we had an average age of 1,007 years. And one of the reasons for the very long lifespan was because of this power, this Lebenskraft, which is very, very important. We have power in the Lebenskraft, and we do, and it can make our life force extended. One of the reasons our lives are very reduced is because of religions. And religions have a way of depleting the life force and depleting the, therefore, our lifespan. And the Lebenskraft, the term the Lebenskraft is used in the OM, which says everything that the human inherits, everything that he brings with him through the billionfold existence of the past, everything that he enjoyed, knew, read, learned, or experienced in the past lives, lies concealed in our unconsciousness and in our spiritual consciousness. So anyway, I kind of taken a little bit of a tangent here. I want to also bring something else up. What the creation is. The creation is our universe. Our universe, the creation is not a God or a father figure. It has no gender. It's both positive and negative and complete equality. And it's the greatest power in our universe, the universal consciousness is. And it's bound by the powers of a higher consciousness called the Ur-creation. And our universe was created from the idea of the Ur-creation. Now, we have this concept, God, which is a personification. There's no personality associated with the universal consciousness. It is called a Wesenheit in the German. And the Wesenheit has more in common with water, certain gases, stones. It's not a Wesen, you know, your cat, your dog, your horse, your brother, your sister, your parents, your husband or wife are Wesen. We have personalities and we have a life determination, but we also have free will. The gas, the water, things like that don't have free will the way we would think of free will. The universal consciousness has a very limited free will because it's bound to the laws and the powers of this higher consciousness. So there are things called creational natural laws. I talk about love, and Billy has some great writings on love. He says love is the highest power in all creation, and through it everything exists in absolute logic. And this is the effective love. It's the effective love that isn't based on romantic feelings or romantic ideas. It's the love of creation. Creation also has an all-calming effect with its love. And this love is a power, and it radiates outward. And it will also, it'll affect you if you're open to it, but to the love of creation. That's one of the creational natural laws I wanted to bring up. Also, the second is striving. Your happiness depends on your willingness to strive in all areas, as mundane as cleaning out your garage or whatever other projects you're working on. Strive at all. Everything that you have in your life is a continual striving, down to the smallest atomic building blocks. The creation is committed and devoted to the striving. We also have the law of harmony, which is the balance that we must maintain in neutral positive thinking. Now, the human being is shaken and knocked about by the circumstances of his or her life. As long as he believes himself to be a helpless, created creation of external conditions and influences. But if he or she recognizes the truth that he himself, she herself, is the master of his or her learning, the master of the might of his or her thoughts and the effects which rise from them, So remember, you are the master of your learning. You are the master of the might of your thoughts and the effects which arise from the might of your thoughts. The environment and the circumstances of life do not form his or her. Rather, he himself or herself forms them through the might of the thoughts, at least through the environmental conditions and circumstances of life, which he or himself or he or she is responsible. So you're not this victim of circumstances. The more you master the might of your own thoughts, the more you master the might of your own thoughts and all the effects which arise from them, then you become the master of your thoughts and then eventually the master of your life. And this is like an ongoing, continual process, of course. You don't just make it and then you're done. You can slide back. You can be overcome by your emotions. You can fall into what's called the vicious cycle of negative thinking, which, you know, over and over and over again, you continually think of negative thoughts, which pollute your own psyche, damage your own psyche. It's very important to recognize when that's happening so you can stop that whole vicious cycle by having a wish dream or by quoting certain things from the book, The Might of Thoughts, or other Meyer teaching will help this. Or just thinking of this, of a pleasant circumstance that you've had. Write it to the being. Striving creates the life. Write it to the being. Striving means delectation in a form which is always fulfilling and progressive. To be without striving means unwillingness and affliction. So don't decrease your striving. Stay devoted to the striving. Also, take time for self-cognition to recognize when you are no longer neutral positive, when the emotions have taken over. Remember the difference between the emotion and the feelings. The feelings grow out of the thoughts. The emotion is much more intense, and it's a reactive kind of thing. So always have that self-cognition to detect when you need to adjust your thoughts. Also, there's a Christian natural law called system and order. So we try to have a schedule to our lives. We try to do the same kind of things at certain times. And this will help your life. It also will help those around you, because as your thoughts become healthier, you will also help those around you. So become the master of your thoughts. You are the master of your learning. You are the master of the effects which arise from the might of your thoughts. You're the master of the might of your thoughts. So focus on these. I hope you've enjoyed the show. A lot going on. I'm glad I finally got to do this. Sometimes life gets too busy. We'll see you. Have a great day. Bye.